Retainer.
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 Retainer. Retainer.
I remember I used to have to wear a retainer when I was young, because I had braces. So after I got the braces off, I had to wear the retainer to keep my teeth in line, you know. What kid doesn't hate that, though, you know? It really sucks. It's just something that really stinks for a kid to have to do. Luckily, I didn't have to wear it during the day. I got it down to where I only had to wear it at night. Still a pain, because everybody wants to be comfortable when they go to sleep, and it's just impossible to be comfortable in one of these things. And I had a two-piece one. I had a clear one, one for my upper jaw, one for my bottom. But, you know, as is inevitable with every kid that has to wear a retainer, it comes a point where he stops wearing it, you know? And then your mom or your orthodontist busts you and makes you start wearing it again. But then trying to put that retainer back on after you haven't been wearing it for a couple weeks, you don't know pain until you've tried that. Where you can feel your jaw, your bones shifting around in your mouth, trying to get back into place. I've seen hell. There's retainer neglect. Retainer.
Retainer.
Retainer, retainer, retainer.
Retainer is the kind of life I want to lead. I want to be one of those people who retains a team of lawyers. I got a team of lawyers. I'm not even being sued. I got them. They're there. They're ready. So, you know, come on. Bring on the lawsuit. I am retaining lawyers. I don't want to retain water. I'm not interested in that whatsoever. And I'm really kind of worried that were I to get a genie and were I to wish to live the kind of life where I retain lawyers, I might slip and I might say water. And the genie might grant me the wish of retaining a lot of water. And that would be terrible. So if I'm ever confronted with a genie, I don't know what I'm going to do. Retainer.
Retainer. I may have told the story before, but at this point, I don't care. Retainers make me think of orthodontists. An orthodontist remind me of the time my friend Tom Bauer and I both got a... Have I told the story? Stop me if you've heard this
No,
before.
I was just laughing at the microphone collapsing a lot.
We both got braces on the same day. My best friend Tommy Bauer, kind of looked like Prince. Looked exactly like Prince. Really did. He hated
was
that.
Was Prince.
No, he looked... Minus
I don't know.
The,
he might as well say
minus
that.
Like the curly, greasy hair, he looked just like Prince. But we got braces on the same day, and we made a pact to pull each other's braces off. You know, at that age, most boys were making pacts to do other things to each other and never talk about it. Whatever, you know. But we vowed to pull each other's braces off. And I've never been more scared, nor have I ever... like been involved in anything as vaguely homoerotic as when Tom's mom caught me with my knee in his chest and a pair of pliers in his mouth, wrenching a brace off his front tooth. Neither of our parents really knew what to do, like how, what the punishment, standard punishment was. It's not covered in the parent manual. Mm-mm. So that's what I thought of. Retainer.
Retainer.
How does it feel, mister? To be embarking upon your first world tour as a gigantic pop icon.
Well, I believe that my my traveling circus, you know, the Mr. Traveling Circus and Funfair, where I perform my hits, Call Me Mr. And Mr. Don't Take No. It's really a great idea.
Brilliant. Now, if you would tell the adoring fans, what is the motivating force behind your success, Mr.? They want to know.
I think it's to make people understand that my name isn't just Mr., but rather Mr. It's really hard to get that across in print. So I need to take it to the people. And that's why I try to work in Mr. into all my songs.
It's kind of hard in print to capture the glaring beady eyes. It's kind of hard to feel
like.
Boring into the other person's soul on paper.
Have you met Mrs.? Yet.
Yes, she's lovely. She baked me a mean pie. Sorry, I had indigestion.
That's okay. Well, if you excuse me, I think our interview for your magazine Rolling is over now, and I need to get on stage and croon my swing hit, Swing Baby Swing, while Mr. does his thing.
Thank you, and good night.
Where did you meet her? Is Billy okay? Did somebody leave on, like, the laughing gas?
I brought him home from the arthritis. Billy's been taking mad hits off the nitrix. But yeah, me and Sheena Ethan, tonight I'll be sleeping in the arms of Orion, that's where I want to be. Those are duets you do with Prince.
Brian, you're so cool. Where did you meet Sheena Easton?
At a nightclub.
At a nightclub?
Yes, we were disco dancing.
Cool. You got into a disco?
I got into a disco because my surgery, the stuff that they did to my jaw,
yeah,
they look 10 years older.
Wow. I should...
Yes, it does.
I should get some orthodonting to
yes.
my surgery.
Oh. The nitrous is making Billy fart.
Oh, that's stinky. I should get out of here and get over to a dentist's office.
No, really, his farts are kind of like nitrous, though. It's making me want to giggle.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave your basement now.
But see, Easter's coming over. No, you want to stop because she's got the look. She's got the hook. Sure enough, Scooby cooking in my book. Oh, he left.
All right. You know, it's cool. We have this rapport. It works out well. I'm the shark, you're the remora. Yeah, I dig it for a while. But I gotta move on!
Really?
Frederick, I gotta move on, because...
Is it something that... Have I done... I mean, could I change?
No,
could
I don't want you to get that impression. That's not you at all, Frederick.
Well, I don't know any other way to tank it. I mean, I've been with other sharks, and you're... You're a good one, man.
Well, you do a great job. You keep my tummy clean. But I gotta go, I gotta do some solo work here, Frederick.
I could be really quiet and just, you know, just kind of... I could hang out by your tail for a while. I don't even want any credit for what goes on, you know?
I'm Elvis Costello. You're the attractions, Frederick. We need to part ways and find ourselves individually.
But
as sharks, as fish, as whatever we want to be.
But the vast majority of your solo work is never going to be as good without me.
Oh, Frederick.
And if we try to get back together later, it's really just going to lack the luster of our earlier collaborations. And we've got a once-in-a-lifetime thing here, man. We're a shark and remora eel team like hasn't been seen in a darn long time. What am I going to do as a remora eel cast off from my shark? Where's there for us?
Oh, hello. Have you seen Brian around?
No. He was down in the basement. You may want to hold your nose. Who are you?
Oh, I'm sexy Australian songstress Sheena Easton. Miss, can't you tell on my spiky red hair and loads of blue eyeshadow?
I can tell now. I'm a big admirer of yours, and now that I see you up close, Miss Easton, I feel I can say with some authority that you do in fact have the look.
Well, thank you.
They're down in the basement. If you wanna,
okay.
I could show you where it is.
Oh, that would be. Fantastic.
Maybe, I could show you after. I was thinking about maybe getting some, like, orthodontering
You mean you would get your teeth altered?
I was thinking about that, yeah. Yeah, I just have to talk my mom into paying for it.
You're starting to look more and more like Don Johnson on Miami Vice.
Oh, the dentist owes my mom a favor. I know her credit card number. I could just... Do you want to maybe come with or something?
Yes.
I'll take that as a yes.
So this is my first film.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Mr. production.
Excellent, and I gotta tell you, mister, that the time we've spent together over the past couple months, me finding out every nook and cranny of your success and how your mind works, has been a brilliant partnership on behalf of me and Rolling. We thank you for the opportunity, for the words, for the wisdom, and the insight that you've shared with us.
You know, it's funny you bring up nooks and crannies, because I'm currently about to launch my new Mr. English Muffins.
Really?
Yes. Nooks and crannies abound in Mr. Sorry it took so long. I was swallowing the Swedish meatball. English muffin. It's always tough. I'd just like to talk about one last problem I've had with my name. Putting a possessive on my last name has always been a problem. Mr. is how I used to do it. English muffins. So it would be Mr. English muffin. Apostrophe S. I've decided to drop that completely and just Mr. English muffin applied, apostrophe S.
Right.
Just another little tidbit you might want to throw into the fans.
Well, thank you. On behalf of the fans and I, we thank you for being such a brilliant, creative pioneer in the field of pop iconery and English muffinery.
Pop iconery? Is it related to Sean? I didn't know that was Popeye's last name. I didn't know that Popeye had a last name, Popeye Connery. It's amazing.
Oh, where do I get it? I don't know. Let me have this reporter signing off.
Have you seen my driver's license? Look, it just says Mr.
Okay, it's not much, but... It's a rock, and I've been keeping this rock clean. Maybe I haven't had the success that you have had, but I've been doing something. I've been keeping this rock clean. That's something. A lot of Remora eels can't say that for themselves.
That's true. You know, I don't know what I was thinking. Maybe we were meant to be together. I mean, there's a reason that you're sucking on my shark-like teat as we speak. You know, it's not just an accident that you're here. Helping me out. Not just an accident that I'm here guiding you around and protecting you. It's not just an accident we have this symbiotic relationship. It was meant to happen. And whatever success we were meant to strike in this big watery world of ours, we were meant to strike it together, my friend Frederick.
Do you think there is a God whose sense of cosmic design, whose architecture for fate and destiny really extends to the politics between a shark and its Remora eel?
Yes, I do, Frederick. Deep down in my underdeveloped heart, I feel that's the case. And we'll find our success either behind that coral reef or in the deep, dark area of the Atlantic Ocean. We'll find it.
I understand that the two of you are here for some dental surgery.
Yes, yes, sir, Mr. Dentist.
Yes, yes, give him dental surgery. Give it to him.
All right. Well, I'm afraid I've only got time for one more appointment today, and that one's already booked. It's a very interesting appointment. I've got a shark in here, and I'm going to be working on its teeth. It's picked up with that one. If you can maybe come back tomorrow.
Miss Easton would...
It's now or never.
But
now! Now!
Oh, I'm never going to have a chance with faded 80s
Popeye.
I've got
an idea. I've got an idea. Here's a hammer.
Yeah?
There, now it's an emergency situation.
Oh! I've
knocked out several of your teeth.
Hey, I'm ready for... me and Frederick are ready for our appointment. So,
as a dentist, I rarely come upon this kind of moral conflict. I mean... Visualize the situation here. I've got a shark who did think ahead and scheduled his appointment and has her moray eel with him. So, I mean, you know, he's working for two here. And, you know, he went through the channels. He phoned ahead. He made his appointment. On the other hand, I've got a little boy, and I don't even know if his mother's okay with this. And he's got an emergency situation. His teeth are knocked out by faded 80s pop icon who's in heat. And
who's faded?
And I don't really know. You know, this kind of moral and ethical conflict is do another duet with me, damn it. Is very difficult for a dentist like me. In dentistry school, there isn't a whole lot about ethics. I mean, there's the should you pull the wisdom teeth out if it's a risky situation sense of ethics, but there isn't a choosing between patients in an emergency situation type of ethics. And that's why, in situations like these, I turn to the media for guidance.
Hello, I have an appointment, should be right on your books, it's, my name's Mr.
Wow, seems like you have all the appointments today. There's lines and lines full of appointments for you, you've got the next 18 appointments.
Yes, that often happens.
What, does this mean we're not getting in?
Yes.
You better get some braces!
I will, Ms. Easton, I will.
Ah, well. We'll see you here, mister.
I wish I remembered any more lyrics to my songs.
We're a big fan of yours, so we're going to let this kid go right ahead and have his surgery.
Right.
Ba-bum!
Dying as we lived!
What is like coming to an end for another episode? I hope you enjoyed whatever you're doing tonight, and we enjoyed it in our own personal way. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back next week. Next week is the pledge drive, if I am correct, and I generally
am. So get all your pledges together and get ready to give them to us.
Yeah, you heard what you should be donating to, and get those pocketbooks in place.
We've
exercise,
got a bunch
stretched
of dusty furniture. We need all the pledge we can muster.
Right. And be giving us a call. Be ready to give us a call and support Community Radio next week. Stay tuned to WEFT all week long because it's a good thing and a good place to be. Give us an email, whatyounslike@hotmail.com. Thank you very much. My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric.
I'm Matt.
They were looking at me like, you know, they were going to miss the self-identification bit. Thank you very much. Good night.